Somebody give Jesus a loud shout of praise. Please put your hands together for Jesus. You may please be comfortably seated. Hallelujah. Well, I'm sure we have been richly blessed by that explosive word that came shortly. I was extremely blessed. I don't know of you, but if you are, shout it, I am blessed. This morning, I'd like to very deeply appreciate God's servant, our father in faith, my father, who has graciously privileged me to share a word on this exalted altar. The greatest thing a man can give to you is showing you the interpretation of God's word through his life. We are in the days when people have read the scriptures so well, but getting difficult to see the expression of scriptures in the lives of people who teach them. We are privileged of God to have God's servant, and all through the years God has privileged us to be here. What has been our greatest courage is because we see the life of God, what he teaches, practically in his life. And so it is easy for us to follow. I want to deeply appreciate you, sir, for this great opportunity. Hallelujah. Somebody who is said to be blessed, put your hands together for Jesus. This morning, and the privilege time that I have, I'll be sharing on the subject unveiling the mystery of wisdom in scriptures. Unveiling the mystery of wisdom in scriptures, just like we heard from the opening word yesterday from our father. Divine wisdom is a mystery which the world is finding difficult to unravel. Why? Because the products of this wisdom cannot be explained by natural phenomenon. And yet it is real. You've heard God's servant said severally that only fools doubt proofs. The good news is that after this Shiloh, your life that used to be an explanation will turn to an exclamation in the name of Jesus. The wisdom of scriptures is the ever-living order of wisdom. Is ever-living. It takes something that has life to impact life, to produce life. The dead cannot give birth to life. It is only the living that can give birth to life. This wisdom is an ever-living wisdom. So it keeps you alive in every area of life. It keeps your spiritual life consistently alive. It keeps your business, your destiny, the vision of God for your life, it keeps it running and alive. From today, nothing dies in your life anymore in the name of Jesus. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23, the Bible calls it the incorruptible seed. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The incorruptible seed. The seed that is not corrupt. Giving you incorruptible results. Which liveth and abideth forever. Whatsoever the Lord doeth. Which means whatsoever the word doeth. Liveth forever. Hallelujah. From today, no Satan will be able to stop God's testimony in your life. This ever-winning wisdom is embedded in the pages of scriptures. We heard from yesterday's teaching and this morning that there are different types of wisdom. Earthly wisdom, sensual wisdom, devilish wisdom. But this kind of wisdom is embedded in the pages of scriptures. You can't get it anywhere. You get it from God's word. In Psalm 19 and verses 7 to 8, hear what the word of God says. The law of the Lord is perfect. Perfect. Converting the soul is perfect. It breeds perfect people. It gives perfect testimony. It gives perfect results. It's perfect. Converting the soul, the testimony of the Lord is sure. Is sure. A man can promise you, but tomorrow he can deny you. Hallelujah. You may escape a trap through earthly wisdom, but it's just temporary. This kind of wisdom is sure. It's sure. It's certain. I remember many years ago, way back in our church in Kaduna, some of the things our father, God's servant, you know, said, naturally, you couldn't imagine it. It's difficult to imagine because of where we were. But those words, because they are not man's word, they are not from man's wisdom, they are sure. And today we can see the full realization. Why? Because God's word, God's wisdom is sure. Is sure. Is sure. On this Shiloh ground, God will speak a word to you that your adversaries will know that you are serving the God in the name of Jesus. It is sure. It is right. It breeds righteous people. It teaches us how to stay right, how to live right, how to walk right. It is clean. That's what the Bible says. It is clean. It delivers from, you know, all manners of controversy. God's wisdom is clean. It's clean. By the great work of God in this commission today. Everyone knows that the hand of God is strong. And because getting to this point, not by any cunning means, but by the wisdom of God, it is clear, it is clean to everyone. The wisdom of God is clean. It gives clean results. It gives clean results. From today, your result will not be questionable in the name of Jesus. This wisdom never gets outdated or old-fashioned. It is ever relevant. For all times, praise the name of the Lord. It never gets outdated. We are living in a world of modernism where the devil is fast corrupting great virtues, what we used to hold as virtues. Satan is corrupting and even trying to corrupt God's word. And we see so many things that are, well, in the world before, coming into the church. Why? Because of modernism. This word is current. It's never outdated. The wisdom of God is never outdated or old-fashioned. In Isaiah chapter 55 and verses 1 to 2, Isaiah chapter 55, he says, everyone that thirsted, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfied not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight there itself in fatness. Verse 10 and 11. God's word, when it is released, it must come to pass. No matter the controversies of the world, no matter the worldly explanation, God's word must come to pass because it's never outdated. It is current. It is current and generational. It is light. In Lamentation chapter 3 and verses 22 to 23, Lamentation 3, he says, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassion faileth not. They are new. Every morning, they are new. From generation to the other, they are new. They can never be outdated. No matter how men try to misinterpret it, it is new every morning. It is the same. Jesus, the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. The power is the same. It never loses its power. Psalm 145 and verse 3. Hear what the Bible says. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. His greatness is unsearchable. Not a jot of this word will go unfulfilled. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35. So the word of God, this wisdom, these ever wisdom principles, they are never outdated. They guarantee sustained results. That's what God's wisdom is. God's wisdom is trading scriptural principles. Not the worldly principles, scriptural principles. It is engaging God's approach to every situation of life. When you engage God's approach, it destroys the reproach. That reproach is still standing because you have not engaged the right scriptural approach. There is a way that seemeth right, that is man's wisdom, but the end, therefore, is a way of destruction. But trading scriptural principles, this ever-winning principle, will always generate ever-winning results. From today, you will never go down in life in the name of Jesus. You will never see failure again in the name of Jesus. Whatever challenge that may be standing your way, before this Shiloh is over, you have your solutions in the name of Jesus. God's wisdom is applicable for all times and seasons. And in all cases, all times and seasons, to every situation, especially the days we are in, when people feel there's so much famine in the land, there's so much financial tension, and the world principle says for you to keep having, keep gathering. But that's not the ever-winning wisdom. That's not what the ever-winning wisdom says. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18, you want the power to get wealth, the covenant. That's the ever-winning principle. But thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy father, as it is this day. Thou shalt remember the Lord your God. You want the power to get wealth. Remember the Lord. Remember the covenant. There is one that scattereth, which is contrary to the wisdom of the world. The wisdom of the world says, gather. Gather. And that's how to have more. But the ever-winning wisdom says, scatter. Scatter. Wisely, according to the scriptural dictates on the kingdom and in every other accepted avenue as dictated in scriptures, there is one that scattereth and yet is increasing. But there is one that withholds much more than is necessary. He turns to him as poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth himself shall be watered. From today, as you begin to trade the ever-winning wisdom, poverty shall never be found in your life anymore in the name of Jesus. It is applicable in all cases. In your family, it is applicable. The wisdom principles, applicable. Applicable. Husband, love your wife. Wife, submit to your husband. That's the wisdom, provision. If you love your wife, it will, you know, determine how you speak. If you love your husband, it will determine how you speak. A certain incident happened many years concerning a couple who almost got a divorce because of yam. Satan can use anything if you are out of order. The man came from a less comfortable family, and the wife came from a very comfortable family. And then apparently she was peeling the yam. The man came back from work and saw the way she was tearing the yam. The thing was touching him as if they were tearing his skin. He went inside. He couldn't hold it. He came back again. And said, "Ah, is this how you peel yam in your mother's house?" And the wife said, "In your own father's house, do they eat it with the bag?" And then when they reported them, said, "What is the problem? What is bringing this problem?" He said, "It's yam. Yam." When you are out of the principles of scriptures, the devil takes advantage. He takes advantage. Trade the ever-winning wisdom in every area of your life, and you will never, never suffer loss. From today, I decree everything concerning you will keep going up in the name of Jesus. Everything concerning you will keep going up in the name of Jesus. As long as the covenant of the day and night is there, is not obsolete, just know that the ever-winning wisdom is in place. It will deliver. In Jeremiah chapter 33 and verses 20 to 21, thus says the Lord, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, he said, then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levite, the priest, my minister. As long as the covenant of day and night is intact, the mystery of the ever-winning wisdom is intact. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1, if we give heed to obeying it, we will find ourselves in the high places of life. It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do, not just to observe, to write, to observe and to do all these commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. I speak to you by the Spirit of God. After this Shiloh 2024, men will have to look up to see you in the name of Jesus. Your position is changing in the name of Jesus. That situation is changing to your favor in the name of Jesus. God's word is God's wisdom bank, and its currency never loses value. It's God's wisdom bank. God's word, God's word, God's word. The entire world is framed by this wisdom of God. In Psalm 119 and verses 97 and 98, the Bible says, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hath made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me." To be praying that, "Oh Lord, never let me have any enemy in Jesus' name." Even if you find scriptures to quote, it cannot come to pass. Because it is scriptural that enemies will always be there. Challenges are not to swallow you up. Oppositions are not to drain you. No, oppositions are for your up position. They are always with me, but through your wisdom, you have made me wiser than them. They will always be there. If you don't want to have enemies, don't succeed. If you don't want to have enemies, don't go forward. Even when you're on the ground, they will still talk against you. They are always there. There are some people that will smile at you and greet you. but they are surprised that you woke up. Hallelujah. You just bought a car, and then you just share with them, this is what God has done. Oh, thank God. Congratulations. After you leave, they will whisper to somebody, two-door car. We thought it's a car. It's two-door car. They are wishing. Enemies are always there. He said, but through your commandments, you place me in command. You make me wiser. You make me wiser. Receive that impartation of wisdom in the name of Jesus. Your enemies will always come late in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 19 and verses 7 to 8. Psalm 19 and verses 7 to 8. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Making wise the simple. Making wise the simple. Not the one who engages in argument and debate against the word of God. Sometimes we get so learned that we lose the spiritual virtue of God's word. Yesterday, our father was teaching us on the prophetic nature of God's word. We try to want to explain God's word with our head. The simple, the one that will take the word of God raw to be able to take all the blessing. The simple, the one that will just believe God for who he is. Abraham and Sarah, they had reasons to explain to God why what he said may not come to pass. But they believe God's word. They believe God against every kind of natural contradictions. No one had ever given birth at that age. The doctors confirm, reconfirm by every kind of method they need to confirm. Their bodies were dead. Forget about it. It is a close case. But they believe that this ever-winning wisdom can never fail. It will always deliver what God has said. God cannot deny himself. The Bible says he has magnified his word above his name. Instead of God to change his word for any man, he will rather change any man for his word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never, not a jot. The wise, the simple, we always have access to the wisdom, this ever-winning wisdom. I speak forth from today. Receive grace to receive this ever-winning wisdom in the name of Jesus. No matter how difficult men have said your case is, I decree with the application of this ever-winning wisdom, your case is settled in the name of Jesus. Now, let's look at this very strange good news. Here are some good news that we need to know about this ever-winning wisdom. Number one, supernatural wisdom is the trademark of the end-time church. Is the trademark of the end-time church. That's what God has declared, that you and I will be identified with this end time. Just like Jesus. In Matthew chapter 13 and verse 54, the Bible says, when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, inasmuch that they were astonished and said, where had this man this wisdom and this mighty works? Where has this man this wisdom? Where has this man this wisdom? They were astonished. Now listen to me. By the Spirit of God and by the God of Shiloh, you are leaving this Shiloh ground as an astonishment to your world in the name of Jesus. All those who thought nothing good can ever happen in your life. By the application of this wisdom, you will become an astonishment to them in the name of Jesus. Whatever good that has never been known to happen in your family, I decree by this impartation on this Shiloh, it shall happen in your life in the name of Jesus. Your testimony shall explain Shiloh 2024 in the name of Jesus. That's the trademark of this end time. By these impartations we are receiving on this Shiloh ground, something will change in your approach to your work. Something must change to the approach in your family. Something must change to that approach in your spiritual life. Where cometh this man with this kind of wisdom? With this kind of wisdom. You have complained and complained why you are not promoted in your place of work. Not after this Shiloh. Because God is going to be showing you steps to take that you will become an astonishment to your management. That position that nobody has occupied your place of work, after this Shiloh, by the application of this wisdom, you are there in the name of Jesus. This kind of wisdom generates mighty works, great works, mighty works. I know you have experienced some good works in your life before, but you are changing face. You are changing face. You are entering into a realm of mighty works. Mighty works. Mighty works. Mighty works. In John chapter 14 and verse 12, the Bible says, verily I say unto you, Jesus speaking, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall they do also, and greater works than these shall they do. Why? Because as my Father has sent me, so send I you. As my Father has sent me, so send I you. So, by the impartations in this Shiloh, God is graduating us to the realm of mighty works. Not mighty words. We have spoken so well to people. We have spoken about what God says he will do in our lives. But the grace to know what to do, such that it becomes manifested in our lives, we are receiving it on this Shiloh ground. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Number two good news to take is the fact that this ever-winning wisdom is accessible by the Holy Spirit assisted inspiration. Is accessible by the Holy Spirit assisted inspiration. Inspiration. We need inspiration of the Holy Spirit to know what steps to take per time, to know what to do per time. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us, to lead us, to show us the mind of God and what to do per time. Because it is whatever God shows you that makes you a show to your world. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verses 16 to 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verses 16 to 17. All scriptures is given by the inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. All scriptures is given. The revelation, the inspiration of every scripture is given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. By the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we therefore must create, you know, time with the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 to 10, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he come into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by the Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Deep things of God. The deeper the revelation, the higher you rise in life. We must rely on the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, not what we know, No. Not even our experiences. The Holy Spirit has a word. He translates the mind of God for us for the hour. David pursued the first time. And he asked, "Shall I pursue?" He said, "Yeah." He asked again. He didn't just dwell on the experience of yesterday. Experiences are good, but let's not rely on our experience. Let's rely on what God is saying per time in every situation. Let's give the Holy Spirit a place in our lives. Let's not choke the Holy Spirit in our lives. You want the Holy Spirit to, you want to walk perfectly with the Holy Spirit for inspiration? Maintain a spiritual life. Maintain a spiritual life. He speaks to your spirit. Make sure your spirit man is on fire for God. Not one leg in, one leg out. Live a life of righteousness. He is called the Holy Spirit. You must therefore live holy in order to command his attention. Live righteously. Avoid the choky spirit. How will he speak to you? So many things are speaking to you in your heart. You are so much choked, your spirit, with all manners of offenses here and there. You are keeping malice with this, malice with this, with your father, with your wife, with your husband, with your somebody in your unit. Even when you are in church, you are praying. And that person passes, your prayer point changes. Avoid the choking spirit. Let the offense go so that God can come into your life. Maintain a clean spirit. Maintain a clear spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Live a life of thanksgiving. Stop living a complaining and murmuring life. You drive the presence of the Holy Spirit away from your life. Everything you must complain. Oh, the sun is hot. Oh, there is too much rain. Oh, I'm tired. Everything you must complain. Complain. That's why everything is complicated. Those who complain, they complicate their matters. Those who murmur, they never know more. Live a life of thanksgiving. Get excited. You can draw only from the well of salvation with joy. With joy. With joy. Don't look as if the whole world is falling on you. Your face is so hard, you don't smile. And they ask you, "Why are you not smiling?" You say, "No, that's how we are in our family." And if somebody gives you 1 million now, you will smile and say, "Thank God." Live a life of joy. A life of joy. So that you can tap into that inspiration of the Holy Spirit. From today, I decree a fresh walk with the Holy Spirit for you. Number three. This ever-winning wisdom is creative. Is creative. Whatever God says, he creates. When we receive it and believe it and put it to work, see the manifestation. It creates. This ever-winning wisdom, it creates even when it's not there. No man. In Genesis chapter 1 and from verses 1, he says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." How did he do that? The earth was without form and void. Darkness was all over the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, the creative word, the ever-winning word came. "Let there be light." And there was light. I don't care how shapeless your life may look like. Men have looked at you and they shake their head. They have given up on you. This looks like your final bus stop. You say, "God, I'm coming to camp with you in Shiloh. I know you can do all things." You came with that longing in your heart. I speak by the word of God. God will visit you in the name of Jesus. The God of Shiloh will visit you in the name of Jesus. Your friends may have rejected you. Your family may have rejected you. Oh, even where you are walking before, they sent you away. And everybody seems to reject you. You are left alone with God. I speak by the Spirit of God, because this creative word never fails. Whatever is missing in your life, my God will turn it to your testimony in the name of Jesus. I don't know the kind of negative medical report you came with, and you have gone to the seemingly best hospitals you know, the same negative report, the same negative report. Who is he that saith and it come to pass when the Lord has not spoken? That situation is changing in the name of Jesus. And lastly, number four, see what the wisdom book is saying. See it. See what the wisdom book is saying. See it. See it. See it. The clearer we see through the eyes of scripture, the faster the delivery. In Genesis chapter 13 and verses 14 to 15, God said unto Abraham, I want to change your face. I want to change your situation. But listen to me, Abraham. Lift up now your eyes. Your eyes is so focused on the problem. Lift it up. Stop concentrating on the challenge and the problem. Lift up your eyes. Look from the place where you are. Northward, southward, eastward, and westward. He says, as far as you can see, so will I give it unto you and your seed forever. What you see is what you get. Whatever the wisdom book is saying, this ever wisdom book, see it. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verses 11 to 12. Jeremiah, what seest thou? I see a rod with an almond tree. He says, you have well seen. I will hasten to perform that which you have seen from my word. Not just to see something from any other way. Anything you see that is in line with God's word, he says, I will hasten to perform it. See what the wisdom book is saying. See. See. See yourself making advancement. See yourself getting married. See yourself getting the fruit of the womb. See yourself being outstanding in every area of life. See yourself going forward. See your healing. See your deliverance. What seest thou? What seest thou? Against every contradiction. They have told you that you think it's possible for you to get married with your age. See your age now. Bring out your birth certificate. And Satan is analyzing. And before you know, you see yourself weeping. See yourself weeping. Many people have jilted you unnecessarily. So much so that you bring their pictures to every anointing service. You have anointed that person so much that all his face is scratched up from that picture. Nothing is remaining. Put away that picture. See God bringing unto you your God-ordained husband. Looking handsome, articulated, with very good mustache. See God bringing it your way. See God changing your level. See God promoting you. What do you see? What you see is what God gives unto you. Rise up on your feet. Lift up your voice right now and begin to declare. What you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. What has the wisdom book said concerning your situation? Do you believe it? See it coming to pass. Begin to paint a picture of that thing that God's word have said concerning that area of your life. See your business going global, now not local. See your family working strong according to God's word. See your spiritual life being consistent. See God doing mighty things through your ministry. See that expansion in that ministry. See impact in that ministry. See your deliverance. See your healing. See your breakthrough. See every medical report being reversed. Lift up your voice and speak forth. If you can see, say it now. If you can see, say it now. Let God hear. Open your mouth wide and he shall feel it. Open your mouth wide and he shall feel it. Open your mouth wide and he shall feel it. Come on, speak. Nothing is difficult for God. Whatever God says is committed to do. Whatever God says, whatever the wisdom, the ever wisdom word says, God is committed to do. Leporondo shikla balababa. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. A louder amen. Whatever you have seen that the word has said concerning you, receive it in the name of Jesus. He said, whatever you see, I will hasten to perform. I command a speedy manifestation of your desires. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Wave your hands and give him praise. And thank him. And thank him.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.